September 28, 1921. Jesus is light, and everything that comes from him is light, which, diffusing in the midst of all creatures, becomes life of each one of them. Difference between the sanctity of the divine will and that of virtues, living in the sea or on the earth? Continuing in my usual state, my always lovable Jesus made himself seen close to me, with his heart all in flames, and at each beat of his heart a light came out. These lights surrounded me completely and diffused over the whole creation. I remained surprised, and Jesus told me, "My daughter, I am eternal light, and everything that comes from me is light. Therefore, it is not only my heartbeat that unleashes light, but each one of my thoughts, breaths, words, steps, and each drop of my blood are light unleashed by me, which, diffusing in the midst of all creatures, become life of each one of them, wanting the return of their little lights. In fact, they too are light, because they too were unleashed from within my own light. However, sin converts the work of the creature into darkness. My daughter, I love the creature so much that I conceived her in my breath and I delivered her on my knees, to let her rest on my lap and keep her safe. But the creature runs away from me. And not feeling her in my breath, now finding her on my lap, my breath calls her continuously, my knees are tired of waiting for her, and I keep searching for her everywhere, to have her back with me. Ah, in what constraints of pain and love creatures put me. After this, since I had heard someone speak about humility and I am convinced that this virtue does not exist in me, nor do I ever think about it, when my sweet Jesus came I told him of my concern, and he said to me, "My daughter, do not fear. I raised you in the sea, and one who lives in the sea doesn't know much about earth. If one wanted to ask the fish what the earth is like, what its fruits, plants and flowers are like, if they had reason they would answer, 'We were born in the sea, we live in the sea. The water feeds us, and while others would be drowned in it, we dart and receive life from it. While water would freeze the blood in the veins of other beings, to us it gives warmth. The sea is everything for us. It serves us as room, as bed, we stroll in it. We are the only fortunate beings which don't need to tire themselves in order to find food. Whatever we want is at our disposal. Therefore, we can tell you about the sea, but not about the earth. Water is all we need, in it we find everything. But if, instead, one asked the same to the birds, these would answer, 'We know plants, the heights of the trees, flowers and fruits.' They would tell of how much they toil in order to find a seed to be nourished, or a hiding place to be sheltered from cold or rain. The simile of the sea is for one who lives in my will, the simile of the earth is for one who walks along the path of virtues. Therefore, since you live in the sea of my will, it is no wonder that my will alone is enough for you in everything. If water serves and does different offices for the fish, food, warmth, bed, room, and everything, much more so can my will do it, in a more admirable way. Even more, in my will virtues are at the most heroic and divine degree. My will absorbs everything and melts everything within itself. And the soul remains absorbed in my will, she feeds herself with it, in it she walks, she knows my will alone, and my will is enough for her in everything. One can say that, among all, she is the only fortunate one who does not need to beg for bread, no. But the water of my will inundates her above and below, to the right and to the left. If she wants food, she eats. If she wants strength, she finds it. If she wants to sleep, she finds the softest bed to rest. Everything is ready, at her disposal.